من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم. They sell the ayat we are discussing, the longest ayat in the Quran Sharif, and it has to do with our business transactions, how we do our conduct, our business. And from there we had explained that Islam is a complete way of life. Perhaps if we have it in our mind that Islam is only about namaz, roza, etc., then that is not correct. Where you can see the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah has devoted it to business transactions, how we should do business. In other words, business is also part of Islam and is part of our deen and a major part. One of the major five branches of deen, that is iman, ibadat, our worship. Then the third is muamalat, our business transactions. Then is muasharat, our social dealing, and akhlaq, our character. So this is also a very important point. In the previous part of this ayat, we read that whenever doing a business transaction where it's necessary, then have witnesses. And the witness will be one man at least and two women. Two men must be the witnesses. In case two men are not available, then one man and two women. So from here we see Islam has always given the woman, the man double the share of the woman. One man and two women. Two women equal one man. Whether it is in the matters of inheritance also, a man will get double the share of a woman. And yeah, for evidence also, for being witness, two women will be in the place of one man. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali said, it won't be surprising and it's not strange to understand that from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, Allah has kept his proportion in mankind that always women are double the amount of man. If you see it all together, you will find always that women are double the amount of what men are. Even present day statistics show that. So in that case, it is quite understandable that Allah Ta'ala has kept two parts of woman for one part of man. Even in inheritance, superficially it looks unfair that woman get half of what the man get. Man get double and woman get half. Superficially, in Islam, woman is not responsible to earn her living. So she should get more. Man has earned and he gets... So for him to have more, it seems understandable. But that is the lack of our understanding and our short-sightedness. Just to take one example, ulama have given so many examples. A father, a person, for example, leaves in his inheritance 150,000 rand. And the inheritors are the son and daughter only. Just an example. There may be many more inheritors, but just the son and daughter. So the son will get 100,000 and the daughter will get 50,000. Half the amount. This outwardly seems unfair. But just looking at it a little more, very soon the daughter will get married. When she gets married, she doesn't have to pay mehr. She doesn't have to provide a home. She doesn't have to look after her husband. Her 50,000 fully remains by her. On the other hand, when her brother, the boy, gets married, first of all, he has to pay mehr. Maybe 50,000 he has to pay mehr. He's left with another 50,000. He has to provide housing for his wife. He has to provide her clothes, her food, everything. So what is he left with? So So we say that really the woman is at advantage, not disadvantage. And the man, he has to spend more. So therefore he needs more. Therefore Allah has made it, he must get double. He's got all his expenses. And in Islam, a woman at no stage of her life is she responsible to even look after herself. As long as she's a daughter, her father must look after her. When she gets married, her husband must see to all her needs. Where if the husband passes away, then it will revert to the father. Otherwise, her brothers, otherwise her uncles. Islam has shown all the details. So she is not responsible at any time for herself. Whereas her brother, the man, he is responsible for himself, he is responsible for his wife. And his sister also, if she has to become divorced or she becomes a widow, then he is responsible also for her, according to the various cases. So he needs much more. Anyway, be that as it is, further Allah Ta'ala says that when this business transactions take place, وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا. Before that, Allah Ta'ala said that write down the contract so that you can remember what it is. We all know that we made a contract at some time and now there is some dispute and argument. Whether we go to court or we want to settle it out of court, we won't remember the details. If we had that contract written, now we go through the contract, now we see what the details were. It's a great refresher and a reminder of what transpired at that time, whether it's 6 months ago, whether it is 10 years ago, whether it was 20 years ago. If we have it written, then we have everything on record. So Allah Ta'ala referred to that in the previous ayat, that antadilla ihdahuma fatudhakkira ihdahuma al-ukhra. If the one forgets anything, the other one can remind him. And we cannot rely on our own memory. If it's committed to writing, then we will see and refresh our minds with all the conditions of that contract. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا. Or inkar na kare ghawa, jis waqt bulaye jaye. And to become a witness to a transaction, it is the right of your fellow Muslim brother, don't refuse to become a witness. Become a witness when you have to. So in that way, you will be able to stand up for your brother in that transaction matter. You will be able to give evidence and see that justice is done. That there isn't anyone who in any false play and wants to claim more than what he is supposed to. That is one. And the other is when you have become a witness and when you are called to give evidence, don't refuse either. Now that if you don't go and give evidence, you will be destroying the right of your fellow Muslim brother. Because the other one will take undue and wrong advantage of him. So don't refuse to become a witness. And when you have to give evidence, don't refuse either. وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُوهُ صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلِهِ. اور کاہلی نہ کرو اس کے لکھنے سے چھوٹا ہو یا معاملہ یا بڑا اس کی میعاد تک. And whenever you do a transaction and you have to write it according to Sharia, then don't be negligent about it. Don't be lazy in writing it down, in drawing up a contract and drawing up an agreement. But unfortunately, till this moment, how many of us who outwardly we are very pious also, and we are very up to date with all our matters. We are very particular and we do all our matters correctly. But all the time this carries on, any partnership that is made, then the conditions are not written. And afterwards, unfortunately, how many cases, very soon thereafter, there are disputes. And then when we say that, have you made some contract? They say, no, we slipped up. We left it on trust. We trusted one another. This is totally against Islam. Islam teaches that when you deal with anyone, your own brother, your own father, business matters, treat one another as strangers. and then write it down and do it properly. And if you want to give a gift, then even a stranger, treat him as a brother and give him as much as you want to, no problem. But when business matters come, then treat one another, even if it's a matter between husband and wife, treat it as strangers and write it down. So Allah says, right, don't be negligent. Don't be lazy in drawing up your contract and writing it down. Whether it's a small matter or a big matter. Whether it is a matter that seems trivial, that does not look important, where Sharia has commanded that you should draw up a contract, make sure you draw up your contract. And in ajali, write everything down from beginning to end. Don't just write certain things, just a small little, some small agreement you make and just some few points, and you just want to we know one another and we trust one another and we put Shariat's command one side and we don't draw up a proper contract. That is wrong. No matter how much we know, we trust one another, but put Shariat in front and what Shariat has told, we should do that accordingly. ذَلِكُمْ أَقْسَطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَقْوَمُ لِلشَّهَادَةِ اس میں پورا انصاف ہے اللہ کے نزدیک اور بہت درست رکھنے والا ہے کو گواہی کو. In doing that, drawing up your contract, full details of it, every aspect, Allah Ta'ala says, there is great fairness and it is very fair and very just by writing it down. Now everyone is bound by the conditions which are written down. So it should be done there. And the other is that if it matter, a dispute arises, whether it goes to court in an Islamic country also to the Qadi, or even in a Western country it goes to the Western court. But you had all your documents drawn up, now you can, your court case can go very correctly because you have got full evidence that person, and in fact the person who is liable, as we read previously, he should have the document drawn up, so he has made an admission already that I'm owing so much money, that I will deliver this goods, etc. All that is written down. So then in a case of dispute, in whichever way that dispute is settled, whether it is done in our time by some mufti or by some qadi, or it is done in a court, or it is done amongst a few prominent people, everything is written down, very easy to sort it out. So Allah says that is very important. وَأَدْنَا أَلَّا تَرْتَابُ اور نزدیک ہے کہ شبہ میں نہ پڑو. And in that way you won't fall in any doubt. Everything is written, the written word is there, the contract is there. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً حَاضِرَةً تُدِيرُونَهَا بَيْنَكُمْ مگر یہ کہ سودا ہو ہاتھ و ہاتھ لیتے ہوئے یا دیتے ہوئے اس کو آپس میں تو تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں. However, if it is a cash transaction, you are paying cash and you are getting your goods cash, then you don't have to write it down. Because in all probability, there won't be any dispute and argument. It's a cash transaction. So you don't have to write it down. Allah Ta'ala says that you are not given the responsibility in that case to write it down. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَلَّا تَكْتُبُوهَا. There is no responsibility for you that you write it down. وَأَشْهِدُوا إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ اور گواہ کر لو جب تم سودا کرو. But have witnesses for that. When you do that transaction, have witnesses, even a cash transaction. This is not compulsory, but it is advisable. For example, a person buys a car from somebody. He gives him the cash money and he buys the money, car, gets the car cash. It seems no argument, the contract, the sale is done. But maybe tomorrow some other argument comes up from there also. That somebody says, you paid me, but you only paid me half the money. Our agreement was that you're still owing me half. Now there's a dispute. So it was a cash transaction. or something about the car, that they will give it with all extras also. Mags, etc., radio, whatever else, extras also. Now, they don't give that, so an argument comes up from there. So have witnesses, so that there is no argument in whatever way amongst the two parties. وَلَا يُطَارَّ قَاتِمُ وَلَا شَهِيدُ. And don't cause any harm to the person who writes the contract, and neither to the witnesses also. Don't put them in strain and stress. It must all be done amicably and in a good way. So this is part, another major part of how Islamic transactions should be done. And this is, if we can understand, part of our deen. It is in the Quran. As our namaz is important, our business transactions to be done correctly is also important. As Roza is faras for us, and we will observe the month of Ramadan with lot of fervor and passion, like that all our business dealings must be also like that. Islam is a complete way of life. May Allah give us understanding and do everything of our life according to Sharia, Quran and Hadith, and get the full benefits of it. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانَ عَلِيَ